You challenge them. Boy, I tell you, a lot of times that anger spirit will come right up out of them.
Yeah.
And then they want to challenge you. They want to say, well, you self-righteous so-and-so, who do you think you are? Mm-hmm. And what you're trying to do is bring some truth to the situation. But in Ecclesiastes 7:9, we talk about a spirit of pride or a proud spirit, or Ecclesiastes 7, verse 8. And that is a spirit of anger,
well,
and
I believe
pride,
that's
and
the
all
root.
That goes together.
Don't you believe pride is the root of
Absolutely.
Anger? Absolutely. Because we feel if nobody sides with us, then we get angry. And that's a very proudful spirit.
Well, some people will say, are you challenging me? Well, yes, matter of fact, I am.
Yes.
And, you know, God doesn't want that in our lives, particularly we as Christians. We need to make sure that we are congruent spirit, mind, and body, and that we don't have anything of the devil hanging around that throws people a curve. And it would say, well, I thought that guy was a Christian. Man, he gets angry. He's just angry as a snake.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. And so the next spirit we see is a spirit of Egypt. Now, I mentioned the spirit of Egypt here because it actually names the country. But probably spirits over dominions is maybe what you want to place there. But because the spirit of Egypt is found in Isaiah 19:3, and we also, Darren, see spirits over cities and countries.
Now,
and
I would call those territorial spirits.
Okay, territorial right, spirits. That's right. Good, too. And as you know, as you're listening here, we're learning right along with you. But here in Daniel 10, verse 20, Daniel had been praying for a long time, and I know this is one of your favorite chapters, Darren. And the angel came. This angel came to him, and he says, O man of high esteem, and he was speaking to Daniel, do not be afraid. Peace be with you. Take courage and be courageous. Now, as soon as he spoke to me, I received strength and said, may my Lord speak, for you have strengthened me. Then he said, do you understand why I came to you? But I shall now return to fight against the prince of Persia. So I'm going forth, and behold, the prince of Greece is about to come. So here, right here in this one verse, Darren, is a prince of Persia and also a prince of Greece. These were evil spirits, and they had dominion over these countries at that time.
You know, I'd like to say, too, there's a spirit over Las Vegas. There's a spirit over San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And many of you say, yeah, I know, that's a gay spirit. Well, there's also gay spirits over Seattle and over Denver. They have gay pride parades.
Yes.
And like even here in Denver, our deceived mayor is pushing the gay pride deal. Well, I mean, that's the spirit, you know. And he's also deceived because of that. And there are votes behind all of that and a lot of money, and we could go on and on and on about that.
Yes.
But there are territorial spirits. There's a spirit of perversion over, for example, New Orleans. When they have all the debauchery down there with,
yes.
What do they call that parade that they have every year? We should be able to think of that. Maybe it's
Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras. Maybe it's because we never attended, you know.
That's right.
But they got people naked, lewd, running in the streets, and it's promoted. It's okay, and everybody's loose, and,
oh, yeah.
You know, all this kind of stuff. Well, that's the spirit behind that thing, a spirit of perversion.
Yes.
It's territorial. And you say, well, what do you think of when you think of New Orleans? Well, you think of the Mardi Gras.
That's right.
And it's not only in that city, it's in other cities. Sometimes it's blatant and right out in the open. Sometimes it's underneath the surface, but it's there.
That's right. We see in Ephesians 6:12, and also concerning these spirits that have dominion over countries and cities, Paul himself here is explaining the different levels of the schemes of the devil. And in verse 12 of Ephesians 6, he says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood. Now, he's telling you right now, it's not in the physical. Your battle today is going to be in the spirit. And it's against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. So Paul recognizes different spirits in different places with different authority. And even in the heavenly places, Darren, there are spirits that have authority in heavenly places. So that means atmosphere above countries and above cities.
Right.
Are dominated specifically by evil spirits. Now, can we turn that around? Absolutely. I believe we can.
You know,
by coming against them.
I believe, Barbara, we have to cleanse let's say the positions, the offices, the thrones, the dominions are controlled by rulers and authorities.
Yes.
So I believe that we can say, all right, I command the thrones and dominions over my life to be cleansed with righteousness, and I assign rulers of truth and authorities of spiritual power, of righteousness, to be over my life.
Oh, yes.
And some of you don't realize, but I mean, you have not cleaned house in the spirit world because you haven't known how to do that. We're telling you today to take that Ephesians 6 and look at it. Take Colossians 1:16 and look at it and say, well, I could give an example here in Denver. All right, here in Denver, we have the State House. All right, now if the governorship is controlled by a righteous governor, and praise God, we have, a man of God as a governor now over the state of Colorado. But what if we had an evil governor? Well, the evil governor would bring evil into that office. Mm-hmm. So you have to take charge of the rulers and the authorities on in those positions, seated on those thrones, and your life will be really different if you do that.
Well, and I also want to add, you were talking about putting on the whole armor of God against these evil forces. And in that armor of God, and you will read that from Ephesians 6:13 through 17, we see a spirit of truth mentioned. We see a spirit of righteousness mentioned. We see a spirit of peace mentioned. Yes, all of these, I believe, that Paul is explaining, put on, be girded with truth, that's a spirit of truth. Have on the breastplate of righteousness, that's a spirit of righteousness. And on your feet, the gospel of peace, and we know there's a spirit of peace. Shield of faith, we talked about a spirit of faith, Darren, in our last teaching. Helmet of salvation, there is a spirit of salvation. And also the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. We see Holy Spirit in the whole entire world. In the Word. So here, the armor of God is telling you that you can call these spirits and they will come to your aid as a whole army. Praise God.
Now we're saying to you, you need to embrace the spirits of life, the spirits of righteousness, and you can judge those evil spirits like this. You can say, I judge the spirits over my household with a spirit of righteousness, and I say righteousness will prevail. I embrace righteousness. I promote righteousness. Well, then you need to live a righteous life. That means that you don't lie, you don't cheat, you don't steal. And when you see one of those evil spirits cropping up in your life, ask Holy Spirit to help you and then bind that thing in the name of Jesus. And then say, I will only embrace the spirit of truth in this household. That will help you get away from a spirit of lying.
That's right.
Then we have a haughty spirit, which is arrogance, self-righteousness, egotism, pride, mockery. Many times we see a spirit of mockery rise up, a haughty spirit. And folks, I'm going to tell you, that's very serious. If you see that in a young child, and your child, and they're mocking mom and dad, mm-hmm. You need to get after that, because if they go on down that slippery slide, one day they will be into blasphemy. You don't want that in your household. You need to get right after that and say, this spirit will not manipulate my child here, and I'm going to discipline my child, and I'm going to judge that spirit of mockery and command it to leave my little one.
That's right. And by the time you get to a spirit of blasphemy, and we're going to talk about that in the Antichrist, the spirit of Antichrist, it is almost impossible to turn that situation around once you get into absolute blasphemy. The haughty spirit is found in Proverbs 16:8.
Now, sometimes you find that a little child wants to stare you down. Now, we've seen that. We've seen that in our own grandkids. I mean, and I'll tell you something, it was in my life as a little child. Mm. And, you know, I was disciplined and whatever, but I had to decide, you know, hanging on to that spirit is just not worth it, because dad's all over my case here.
That's
and
right.
Folks, you cannot allow that. You can't allow it in your children. You can't allow it in your business. I talked to a businessman the other day who was trying to discipline his secretary in a very nice way, and she turned her back and walked on down the hall. And I'll tell you, he made a note of that, and he says, I'm going to talk to her. She's on vacation right now, but I'm going to talk to her, because I will not have that in my office. I've got to have respect. I've got to be honored as the boss here, and you need to be honored in your situation, so don't allow that to go on.
That's right. In Proverbs 16:18, Darren, it says, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before stumbling.
That's right.
So it is a terrible spirit. Then there's also a perverse spirit, and we'll talk about more of that in the next half hour. Spirit of distortion, a hater of God, and you'll find that in Romans 1, along with homosexuality. And that perverse spirit is found in Isaiah 19, verse 14.
You notice in a homosexual spirit or a lesbian spirit, they're some of the strongest spirits of rebellion. Mm. And you just see that. I mean, they're just something, they're resisting you, something that's going cross purpose of everything you are and everything you believe. Well, that comes out of a perverse spirit.
Yes.
That means also twisted. It's almost like the word wicked. That comes from the word wick. It's twisted. If you look at a wick, it's twisted. Well, that's a perverse spirit, and we find that also in Isaiah 19:14.
That's right. Praise God. Oh, I'm so thankful, Darren, that God has given us opportunities.